Jason, hey, it's Chris Sullivan.
Hey, how are you? Hey, I'm so glad we were able to do this. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah. No worries. This works out great.
Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Chris Sullivan, who plays Toby in the awesome new NBC show, This Is Us, which is about to return. And, sir, you're the heart of a huge cliffhanger here.
we shall see what happens with the charming Toby.
Yeah, how can we, because I don't want to spoil it for the listeners, but I also want to try to, you know, entice people that are caught up. What can we sort of expect? Is it going to be, I mean, they say nothing bad happens on Christmas Eve, but are we in for a gut punch here?
Yeah, you know, it seems like Somebody was joking online. It seems like a lot of bad things happen on Christmas Eve. But I think the love and support of the family will pull them all through. It was a bit of a rough place to leave things when we left for the holiday break.
Absolutely. And based on the outcome of this said twist, we don't know whether you're involved or not in this new season. But either way, we hope you are, because your character is easily, I mean, when I told the newsroom I was talking to you, everyone was like, oh, I love that character. So, and I guarantee you're getting that reaction all over the country and the world watching this show. Why do you think Toby's such a lovable character? I mean, you always seem to have, you know, the hilarious quip that we all wish we could come up with in that moment.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the best reason why he is so lovable. The writing team has written a great character, and they've given me a lot of amazing scenes, and they've given me a great partner in Chrissy Metz to play off of, and you know, he's generally a guy who walks into vulnerable situations with a positive attitude and with a bit of a sense of humor, and even though it might be a bit of a protective armor at times, he seems to be a pretty vulnerable character. I think people respond to that.
Absolutely. Do you think you mentioned the vulnerability? Do you think sort of his cracking his jokes is sort of you know, his way to sort of to hide that vulnerability? You know, that's part of his guard. He makes a funny remark, but deep down he's a little, you know, insecure about certain things.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody has coping mechanisms or defense mechanisms to kind of navigate through this world. And, you know, comedy, I think, is definitely part of his, even though it definitely is sincere and comes from a place of love and honesty.
Definitely. And you know, while you do provide the comic relief, you definitely do, but it's almost, I don't want to undersell everything else you got going on, because you do, your character, and you mentioned Chrissy Metz, who just got Golden Globe nomination. Congrats to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you two are dealing with some, you know, a pretty heavy topic, well, pun not intended, with the weight loss. You know, what do you guys, you know, what's the message, this inspirational sort of message you're trying to send to viewers with this? Because it's not tackled too often in TV.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the last stand of people's biases when it comes to weight and physical appearance. And, you know, the kind of message, I guess, is that this is an obstacle just like anything else, that people go through in their life, whether it's past trauma or, problems with alcohol or problems with their spouse or problems with adoption or any of the other issues that are touched on in this show. I think the message that the show kind of delivers is that everybody is going through something, and the only way to kind of navigate those things is by connecting with the people that you love and being vulnerable with them and kind of sharing your pain, because as soon as you share your pain and your suffering with the people that you love, turns out they would like to do the same thing, and then you have kind of a support system in place.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, we mentioned Chrissy Metz. Talk to me a little bit more about her, because obviously you work with her more than she's your screen partner way more than any of the other actors.
Yeah.
But what makes working with her so great? You know, tell me a little, not only just how great she is as an actress, but also how brave it is for her to take this role on. I mean, most recent episode, she said she's going to get the surgery to try to lose weight. So, but just tell me into how brave she is to do the role, and also how great of an actress she is.
She's an amazing actress. She's an amazing partner. You know, the key to what she and I are able to do with each other is trust. And so from very early on, you know, we hit it off and we're able to show up and look each other in the eye and trust that we will be taken care of by the other person. And she's incredibly funny and incredibly sincere and loving. The difference between maybe, you know, the vulnerability or the bravery that an actor like Sterling shows or an actor like Mandy Moore shows is that the vulnerability that the character of Kate is showing resembles some of the same issues that that Chrissy might face in her own life. So it's pretty admirable of her to be that vulnerable.
Yeah, definitely.
Within her art form.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned Mandy Moore. She's also nominated, just like Chrissy Metz.
Yes.
I know you don't get to spend as much time with her on screen and the other actors, but you are, at least in more recent episodes, you are getting to interact with them a little more. Just talked about how awesome of a, I don't want to call it a comeback story, because Mandy has been working, but, for a lot of viewers, they remember as sort of that teen figure, A Walk to Remember and all that stuff, but, we're like a decade and a half after all that stuff, and I think she might be pleasantly surprising some people. She's bringing it as in this sort of motherly role. But, talk to me about, Mandy's acting chops.
Yeah, there's no end to amazing performances on this show. Oddly enough, the way the show is structured, with the different storylines, I get to watch as a fan too, because I'm not there for a lot of the filming of the other storylines.
Right.
And the performance that Mandy Moore is turning in is remarkable. I'm blown away. And, people want to watch artists, develop, and they want to keep people in a certain context. Everybody fears change a little bit. Everybody doesn't want certain things to evolve. We want to remember things the way we first experienced them. And they want, they want Mandy to remain a certain thing for them in their nostalgic past or in their history. But this woman is evolving, and she's turning in performances that are well worth the Golden Globe nomination that she's received.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, obviously, Mandy and Chrissy are getting the Globe love, and deservedly so, but I want to touch on some of the other people that weren't nominated but are turning in amazing performances. I mean, Milo Ventimiglia is, oh my God, like, in this show, especially when he's sitting there, we see him kind of go through all the stages of, he's basically begging her on Super Bowl night to have kids. But once it actually happens, we see his angst at the hospital. And then,
sure.
and then he's the first one out there, at the bar grabbing drinks with his buddies, not wanting to go home to the domestic life. So it's almost like, the very thing he wanted was sort of a careful what you wish for. But then he starts grading himself as a dad on a 1 to 10 scale, all this great stuff. Just tell me about, what you see, from one actor to another, what you see in Milo's performance.
Yeah, he is a great force in our show. He's a television veteran. He's been around a long time. He has a great sense of morale for the show, and the kind of paternal nature of his character also kind of lends itself to his role in the cast. I think the work that he's doing is amazingly sincere and heartfelt, and oddly enough, he kind of feels like the dad of our cast, even though we're all pretty much the same age.
No, it's true, but his sort of the specter of him sort of hovers over even the present day stuff. You know, he's there in the past, but I don't want to say his ghost, but you know, his spirit is all over even when he's not in those scenes. So I mean, hats off to him. Before we move off the cast, definitely just real quick touch on you know, Justin Hartley as the Manny Kevin, and then and Sterling K. Brown. I mean, for a lot of people, especially me, I mean, I think Sterling's Randall is probably my favorite character in terms of, you know, just what he has to deal with and you know, what it says about race in America. And yeah, basically the same as his Christopher Darden in People vs. O.J. Simpson. I mean, he's sort of the leading voice in what it means to be, you know, African American in 2016.
Yeah, you know, Sterling is breaking all kinds of stereotypes as far as the characters he's playing on television this last year, and the level of work. I learned something new as far as acting goes every time I watch him. He's an extremely intricate actor. He's a detailed performer. You know, he comes from the stage. He's a theater performer, and he brings something to his character in This Is Us that makes him unlike any other character I've ever seen on television. As far as Justin goes, you know, Justin is doing the same exact thing. He's being unbelievably funny. I've had more laugh out loud moments watching the show when it comes to Justin than probably any other character.
Except for yourself, sir.
and he's breaking the bounds of what people expect of a person of his character type, per se. Like after being on a soap, and you know exactly what his character is going through. Someone who would be put in a position of just being a pretty face on a TV show to sell an idea to market products to people. And Justin is showing that he can go deeper than that, and that character can go deeper. And that is basically a message that we can all go deeper. We can all achieve deeper levels within ourselves, and we can all get a little bit closer to the highest version of ourselves.
Absolutely. And so we've mentioned all these different roles. It's like an ensemble piece. And, you know, it's a lot of people probably think of Crash, or hell, you could even throw in some Altman stuff if you really wanted. But it's a little more family friendly than that. But, you know, I love all these moving pieces. Talk about how that's sort of the genius of the creator, Dan Fogelman. He sort of juggled a lot of cast members and storylines in movies like Crazy Stupid Love. And so we've seen him do it to great effect before. But explain why the show itself overall and why it's, you know, it's up for TV drama at the Globe Sunday, but why this is such a testament to him and his ability to not only juggle storylines but tap into the heart of what we're all going through.
Yeah, I'm constantly amazed and surprised at how genuinely sincere this show can be. There are oftentimes when people attempt sincerity in art or on television, it can come off, cheesy. It can come off saccharine. It can come off preachy. And Dan Fogelman has assembled a team of people in the writer's room, in the editing department, all of his producers, his executive producers. They are handling this show in a way that is unbelievably gentle and sincere, and what we end up with is this series of characters who people can relate to. I mean, there's a little bit of everybody in this show, and I don't know where the magic emanates from. Clearly, this is Dan Fogelman's show, but I think it's an a combination of all its moving parts.
Definitely. And yeah, it's such a great point you make about how, you know, it could maybe in any other hands with a different cast and different treatment and everything, it could, like when you mentioned that it could be saccharine or a little maybe too wholesome or something. But the way you guys do it, you like toe that line where it brings in sort of that family audience if you have to, but it also it speaks to the highest minded, you know, art critic or whatever. Like it, I really think you guys nail that whole spectrum of art and entertainment perfectly. And so I just if anyone has seen the commercials and is maybe worried about the wholesome thing, like just I absolutely recommend diving in. It is so well written, and I love how there's like a reveal at the end of each episode that makes you want to keep watching. It's the perfect balance of art and entertainment.
I think it's about being realistic about the balance of life.
Right.
Like you have to acknowledge the suffering. You have to acknowledge the vulgar sense of humor. You have to acknowledge the joy. You have to acknowledge the pain. You have to acknowledge the anxiety, because all of those things exist. The things fall apart. Things fall apart both in art and in real life when you refuse to acknowledge the balance of all of those things. And you know, we've got Dan Fogelman who's heading this sincere group of people, but you also have Glenn Ficarra and John Requa, our executive producers, who wrote Bad Santa. So you have a group of people who are willing to acknowledge all of the different aspects of life. And some of them are difficult, but they are only more difficult. They're only made more difficult by trying to ignore them.
So well said. Do you have a favorite episode so far?
Oh, geez. I think that the Thanksgiving episode was
brilliant, man.
Was a pretty excellent episode of television. And it's probably because I wasn't in it.
There it is again, making the joke. See, you're just like Toby, man. You can do it in real life.
But the whole pilgrim stuff, and with poor Miguel, who's just, you know, John Huertas plays that character so wonderfully, of a stepdad trying to be intimate with his stepchildren. I thought that was a really a wonderful episode of television.
It was a very beautiful episode. And I know you can't tell us what happens with your character in season 2, which is coming up, but I want to give our viewers a hint of something that they can expect in season 2. Is there any sort of generalities? Because it's about to come back on the air and we're all jacked up to see it. Is there any general terms we can sort of tease what
to
expect?
Well, yeah, I can tell you that on Tuesday you will get answers one way or the other as to the fate of Toby and the fate of young Kate, and it should be a very interesting episode.
That's so awesome. Well, it's an awesome show. We love it. Before we go, I want to just hear. Let's hear a little bit. I want to hear more about you. You know, where'd you grow up? How'd you get into acting?
Yeah, man, I grew up in Sacramento, California. I did theater in high school. I studied theater at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles for 4 years. Did a little studying over in Oxford, England. I've just been doing theater since I was 14 years old, and lived in Chicago for about 6 years doing theater. And then I moved to New York to do a Broadway show, did a couple of Broadway musicals, theater, until, about 3 years ago, I did a few episodic things, but then 3 years ago, Steven Soderbergh cast me in a television show that was on Cinemax called The Nick.
Oh yeah.
And I'm eternally grateful for that, not only to get a chance to work with him and to be a part of such a esteemable program. I was very proud of that show. But the best part about that show, even if it wasn't, you know, terribly well known in the public eye, it was highly regarded by other artists and other people who work in this industry. And pretty much every job I've been offered since then is due to somebody watching that TV show, including this one.
That's great. Because you were in Stranger Things too, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in Stranger Things, and those two directors, the Duffer brothers, were huge fans of Soderbergh, and managed to get me in there real quick for episode one. But yeah, man, I'm excited to be working in television and figuring out what this art form is all about and how all the moving parts work.
I'm just looking, yeah. Look at you. I mean, literally, if you ask anyone on the street, you know, two of their favorite shows that happened in 2016, Stranger Things and This Is Us, and you're in both of them. How does it feel to I mean, you've been toiling at this for a while, but how does it feel? It feels like, hey, people know who I am now. You walk a little taller down the street.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've never I had a great sense of calm about my life's path a while ago, and whether or not people know who I am, or whether or not I get to be on these wonderful programs that a lot of people seem to enjoy. This is what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to be a storyteller, and so one of my favorite philosophers puts it that the job of the artist is to mythologize the universe.
Oh, that's genius! And, what philosopher is that?
That was Campbell.
Joseph Campbell, dude, I was literally just reading Here with a Thousand Faces over the holidays. That's so wild you mentioned Joseph Campbell.
But exactly, yeah. and that's what it's from. And you know, in a way that you know, NASA or organizations like that inspire us to explore our universe and to look outside of ourselves. The job of any artist is to mythologize the universe and to encourage people to look inward and encourage people to get to know themselves better. And I think that's what This Is Us does.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Not only is Toby hilarious, but he's profound. He's a philosopher king. Oh, that's great. Before we go, I want to blow everyone's minds. You are the hump day camel.
Yes, I am. See, I could do all kinds of things, but the most viewed thing I have ever done as a voiceover artist is a Geico commercial with a talking camel. It's a beautiful balance to life.
Could you, well, the episode is, well, it's just dawned on me. The episode airs Tuesday night, and then the next day is hump day. So
That's right. Guess what day it is? Huh?
That's so awesome. Chris, this is so awesome. It's so great to talk to you, and we're so happy for all your success. And the show is great, so we can't wait to see what happens. Hopefully you'll stick around for another season. But either way, thanks so much. This is great.
Thank you, man. Have a good day.